Hi, Simpei and Arachim. Chai Zion, you shouldn't go, welcome to an office. Minicha Pivika Krishma, that if you're going to place, a place with smell, a place with garbage with smells. So you now go ahead and say Krishma, even if you are not reading after you're mafsik. And if you left there, like we mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, if you're shocked, you're looking more school, sometimes you have to go back to the beginning, and we pass the Nehra Mas says you have to go back to the beginning. So the Gemara brings down that beschus, that if somebody is makir not to say brachas and tefillah in Mekaymas, which I'm a tenafim, because he's zecher to Tarichas Yomim, and there's lots of shocking like a rabbi or says that if somebody's not makir on it, it's like chayv karis, and what's he said? It's a bizayin of Torah. If a person says in a place which the machanech kodesh has to be a matzav of nikias, and a person does a matzav where there's a reichra and situation, and then it's a zizel Torah, and that's why it's something which is very very chamer. Chayav brings down even to maharer the divrei Torah's aser in a bathroom, which is a tshuva hearing a tape recorder. So that's considered a begadah error. And it's Aser, Lahara, the Vaitara, Aser, Beges, Kitzev, Es, Amerches, Mokim, Lefes. What is that Mokim, Shesh, Boy, Tzoyo, Meraglayim? Even Hachas, Amerches is Aser to learn. Such as in terms of what is one allowed to do in the bathroom. So Mishmur and Sakat Hanei brings on Aselayim, in Mishkli Hashemis, Pahamash Lashon HaKadosh, Shenech, Ligi, Lidia, Api, Ksuvim, Yor, Lahara, Mikra, sounds like Shem is not a problem, but through that you're going to end up being mechashiv in psukim, and therefore it's going to be us. It says poshut, it's mutar than the spinim, but basically because the shaflasei shemsofi achzer kuli is offer rima toleam in the gaiva person had to think about cheshma nefesh that we're going to end up and mechashiv to go ahead and. Think about the person midas and offer of mitzvah. It says pasha that person allowed to do it. Shur brings down. What should you do? You should think cheshvan is beisei beitzaisa because they hear like they hear. He recommends what should you do? You should think about your cheshvanus in order to kind of hear. And Shabbos, we now think about cheshvanus. He says think about binyanim vitzurim noam. So remember back in the day when I was in Lakewood, when my fellow gave Shem this, so he's trying to figure out how to do Sheshem Sestimidius in the math.
He's mentioning that.
Right, one second. So the Sheshem Sestimidius are something which is common, you have to do it everywhere, and something which is considered like a mitzvah. Talmud should be everywhere, every place, and every single matzv.
I mean, okay.
What do you say?
It's a pretty weak imishimah.
Right.
You should do a lot of things everywhere. You should learn also as much as you could, but not in the bathroom.
So Shlomo Kluge says that you might be maharin the Shema Hashem itself, even in Hashem that I think about, in a basic kisei, I mean, in the galus of Ibn Shalom, he says because like Hashem Baruch Hu is the milam of everything. Shlomo Kluge is in the Hashem Baruch Hu is the milam of everything, and he's not mistopic in. Thomas not stopping in Bishlam, and therefore Keshwa was a Malamiza. And he said that you're allowed to think of the galaxy of Shalom, and you're. And
is it but wait, it's in someone else?
Senpei, hey, not Senpei. This is just Smith's. It's Sashmith's between this. I think Frank Kanevsky, I think, means that that's Naita. That he's Naita is saying that it's going to be okay. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be not like that, right? The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, like, what should you think? What should you do? Like, why doesn't give you an option? Like, go ahead and do Sheish Mitzvah Tmidia stuff, right? No.
I mean, L'chayr, it's Taira, it's Tamas, I know.
No, you think about the Avash Shem, Yir Shem, it doesn't have to be. There's everywhere. Avash, Yir, L'Israq, L'Akh, 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 think about Shem.
Yichad Hashem, Yir.
Yichad Hashem,
I was reading a book and it started saying about Sheish Mitzvahs to me, so I put it away right away.
Okay. Definitely the Mashmois over here would seemingly be that, one is not. I don't remember, he called it Sukhash Yidin and he was shocked, they didn't have the answer. Like, I felt it. He called up Sukhash Yidin and he called, oh, I do it, and like, he was shocked, they didn't have the answer. Like, I'm coming to the bathroom, like, what's going to be? Shimon Shua once told me, eight Shah Shittas in his house once, with close to Chaver, might not be illuminated, I don't know what it is. But anyhow, his father was close to Shem Mishpat, so we were in my grandparents from Washington Heights, so we went to, you know, went there for Shabbos, so we have Shalshus by him. So we started speaking about, you know, Torah Derech Eretz, and science, and things like that. So he said that, you know, it is important, you know, about the highest thing a person do is Limud Torah can move on. But that's important. We have Jewish, you know, actors and Jewish professionals. He said, like the Moshe, Ramesh Feinstein. So, you know, Ramesh is the pasuk, you know, the Galah Dar. Like, he needs to find the medical information. He goes to his son-in-law, and not everyone is comfortable with that. And everyone's semichan, you know, when semichan it. And he told us that, you know, as you do the Chazon Ish, prescribed a couple brain surgeries. So you find out, like, my hang was like Machakidish, was it, you know, and he said he heard from the Gaboyim that used to read medical journals in the bathroom. So he said, yeah, so he called me.
What did Rami mean that he's not, the Ulam's not happy with it, the freedom of it?
Like Mr. Brewer, you know, would seemingly not be going with them out doing Shemus to me in the bathroom, that's what it seemed like, you know. By that person to make a good little Shemus of Seifa, a person to, you know, read things which inspire a person, Midas, but sounds like Mitzvahs and seemingly from the Mr. Brewer that would not be his approach to the topic.
But medical, about you could do
with you. Like these other papers, like the Mishpacha and Yated and the Modiyah. So the question really is that Revivit is not Torah. Said that if you have covered as long as it's not Chafs of Torah, right? For sure. Kulei Am I'm asking, right? It's beautiful. It's great. It's not a Pshichas Kudal Adar, but it's not a Chafs of Torah. Therefore, if you're on page 14 and page 16 has Torah. So therefore, if it's covered, especially when it's two coverings, one covering, when you have Torah, I'm sorry, I have to make one covering. So, you know, B'dai Kalah in these magazines, you know, where they have the Torah articles, and where they have the therapy articles, where they have the interesting articles. So if you're, and the ones which are over there, a couple pages away from the Halacha corner, if they have one, or from the ones that the Pesukim, someone was covered.
Look, the Daily Books don't have them. In Dylan books, you don't know what's coming up.
So it depends what type of Dylan books. Some Dylan books are Jewish music in the bathroom, so that's not a problem. You know, it's psukim and things like that, but that Torah psukim is a Torah stam, it's a song, it's a thing, and you know, that for sure would be okay. But to me, the game became mitzvahs in the bathroom, so the tough kuf peches, the berlacha brings down, like that's not should be us, or the musician might maybe he shouldn't do it. So he says maybe two pshatim, why, maybe you should. One is because mitzvah is kavana, and kavana is like the veitera. And if here in the mitzvah, or kavana in the mitzvah is like the veitera, that's one reason why he says. And the second reason he says is that mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyas a lot, like a little bit of bezuyas doing it in the bathroom. But about it's something where that's the place to do it, like you're wearing tzitzis in the mitzvah in the bathroom, right? Mitzvah smila, right? Double milk in the base of America, it's in the kaim, the bathroom, the place where that's the place to do it. And, you know, if you're in the mikveh, the guy comes to you for tzedakah, right? You know, Avad, you know, you know, no mitzvah, I'm talking about mitzvah, doing a mitzvah, if that's the mokim to do it, you know, you would do a chesed in the bathroom, you know, that's the place to do it, yeah, you know, I've had, you know, just looking at what color it is, yeah, I think so.
It's not the wrong
side, in the past, been a gay, halakas neiris in the bathroom, so... I had a delicious nice in the bathroom. So I used years ago, I used to walk back with David from Rabbi Asher. Tkufa, that's a walk. Before I used to go to Tkufa, walking back from Rabbi Asher. So first, he say over all the juicy things going on in Klai Yisrael, you know, all the Shreya Shais go through him and Menachem, all the, you know, serious, you know, situations in Klai Yisrael. He used to say it over first. And afterwards, just, you know, fascinating things going on over there. And afterwards, we used to just ask him Shaila. So I asked him, my lady, to look at his face in the bathroom. He says, what's the Shaila? So the two Shailas, and one is the Berlacha. And two is the Meramah Bings and Reishain Hei. They're not allowed to. Not Reishain Hei. Maybe it's Reishain Hei. You're not allowed to do double buzzy in front of the neighbors. You shouldn't, like, change the neighbors. You're lining in the bathroom, so then you're doing a double buzzy in front of the neighbors. So Rabbi Asher sent back. He said, if that's all you have, you know, like, you know, tell that situation, that's all you have. So he said, that in the olden days they only had one room, so like what they do. So that means kafi, you know, that's what you do. But if you're not able to, then you don't do it. Then that's what you do. Yeah. Now, it's also Mahar Lima in the bathroom. It's really interesting. The Shaitu brings down that from the Shilas Yavitz that Mutala, the Kanis of Kisim, took about Lachash and Ipsuka. Mahar Brachas brings down that when you dab in, you have to go from Halacha Pesuka. Halacha Pesuka, you don't go in because you're matured, you're tarred, and therefore you don't go into the. You don't start davening. You take Halacha Shein Pesuka because you can be thinking about when you dab in. So they bring down over here, you'll have to go into the bathroom from Halacha Shein Pesuka. The question is, why is it different? By davening, we say, oh, why can you end up being matured yourself in davening? So, why don't we say the same problem over here that thinking and learning, I'm end up thinking in.
Rishadash, right?
Yeah. So, in addition, the Shach says that, in other words, if I'm in the bathroom, I go into the bathroom, I start thinking and learning, it's okay, I'll try to stop myself from thinking and learning. But, like, if during dabbing I'm trying to stop myself thinking and learning, that alone is a distraction from dabbing. I'm saying haluka, I'm trying to, like, rajma, and then, pull myself back, that alone is a distraction in the bathroom, so. You can be distracted from your whatever, like, not the end of the deal. But there's another mach, something brings down that tefillah, there's no hacker, you're just davening. You're saying mach, you're getting undressed, and it's like a different matzav, so maybe a person will.
Who's the second mach from?
Chachma Shlomo, so because you're not a bimahara, if it's lo insa, it's brought down, in malasot. And it's for Horei, so then you're okay. I'm saying we should raise a discussion about Dibur. Remember when I was in Pesach, so somebody asked Rosh Shiva that he has a big rabbi hard time, like not thinking and learning. So anyhow, somebody asked Rosh Shiva that he has the issue, like he's so ranked on learning, that he used to go to bathroom, like there's nothing to do. So Rosh Shiva told him that he should sing, try to distract himself. He's in a Frisha Mei Sura. I'd rather that's the matzah. Then, if you know the choice, then I'd rather you do a Frisha Mei Sura in the bathroom. And if for somebody's like having, she should do Bekitzer, she just do Bekitzer as much as possible, she should say Lashon Hara. And he says if it's not going Bekitzer, so you can do Lachathim, go to Issa, but call Kaka, do a Frisha Mei Sura. It's mutter for one to go ahead and say in the bathroom. Shur brings on Sefkat HaTeres, it's Lashon HaKodesh, it's Mitzchus Tzidus Hula Achman, I didn't say anything Lashon HaKodesh in the bathroom. So I mean, Mitzchus Baal, but you're not talking in the bathroom, so. It's like, what's this Mitzchus Tzidus Lashon HaKodesh? Mashma, now Lashon HaKodesh, you can talk in the bathroom, so on some Dali, that's what you're talking in the bathroom. So we saw over there that there's a Makom Tzairach, it's something which is important, so then there's Makom to talk. So even that, there's a Maila of Lashon HaKodesh, a Chomra Kapanim of Lashon HaKodesh, to say it in the bathroom.
Not to say it
Belashim Kodesh. That's what it's like. Mishpura says. All the Kinyan Rachel, Naman, you're allowed to say it, but Shemishin Rukakim, you're not allowed to say it. All Shemishin Rukakim, Mishpura brings out, I think there was one language here, and he says that Shemishin Rukakim was the Lumer of few Belashim Lads, saying G-2 Belashim Askenaz. Or Lashon Poland or Russia, even though the Shem doesn't have Kedusha, Misan Mechika, right? Doesn't have a Shem Kedusha Mechika, but Abizoyin of Seymaki Tenefas, you're not allowed to say it. So, therefore, any place where it's also to say it, you can't say Jizachi, you can't say Baruch Hashem, same thing. You refer to Ribbono Shel Olam, anything which you're referring to Ribbono Shel Olam, that would be an issue where you can't say, the mikvah, like, oh, how you doing, right? Because everything goes down in the mikvah, right? And Shemiz is there. And, you can't say Baruch Hashem. You can't say, it's considered a Makom B'Zayin.
You have Hashem?
Hashem is referring to the
Shem.
I'm referring to Hashem.
Say, like, Rashi Tevos,
what do you mean, like,
PH?
What?
Huh? To say PH, like, Baruch Hashem, I say PH.
That's what we're doing. This is like extension of Chaim's Bua. Like that's a new shtick. Oh wow. Some paper brings out my sukkah, my mishra, and my pishra, and the kind of sechot, and the kind of if you have my sukkah, which are smell, so you have to go away. Shur brings down, together smelling is mashiach, ashtecho, the mastar, my seruchra, together roi people. We saw before, let's say it doesn't bother you, but bothers other people, you're about to go bust roi people in the Adam. If it bothers you, you have a problem. doesn't bother you, and most people would bother, then that's something which would be a problem. And any smell which is makamas sirchen, as my sirchen, which is sirchen, which people are starved from, that's something which would. If a person self smells, that's not machmas sirchen. Fine, let's move on to pezayin and peches. Grabshay, they almost did. So grabshay is lachy that someone's grabshay al bishmar regalim. The lachy has a din of tzay itself. The thing itself gets absorbed. It gets a din of tzay itself. What's if it's cheres or eitz, you have to go like from tzayah. And even if you washed it out, because these things are absorbent. Therefore, that's going to be an issue. If it's mateches, suches, charis, it's mutter, if you wash it out, then it's going to be considered something which is going to be mutter. So one of the shahs they discuss is what's with those the biyuv. We spoke last week about the biyuv things. I saw the Arlet Zina today, the biyuv pipes, right? We have one right outside over there. So the Arlet Zina today in Perek is Zayin Vav, not Bavi Zayin, by the way, Bavi Zayin. He writes somebody that he thinks that's considered it's a Ovid Shomer, it's a Graf Sharei. It's something which absorbs it. He says a lot of times they open them up, you see they're rooted and smelly and ichy. Things that have the din of a graph sharing into my chik, like it's like it has din of tzayin, you have to go dalamas, I mean, if you see it, it'll be a problem. So Zamal Levin said that it just goes down and it doesn't stay there, and therefore, especially nowadays, I think new plastic ones, I think
you would open it up, it's gonna smell.
It might smell, but it's not like only because it's only smelling because it's constant things going through there, it's not absorbing
the smell. It's not gonna be there anymore. Just to get absorbed into the pipes.
It gets absorbed into the pipes. The plastic, smell. Even the ones which
the just hard plastic. I don't think
it's not gonna smell. It will smell though if you don't open it.
I say.
Sure, it's
good. Only from what's there now, not from the.
It won't smell if you.
This stuff is always there.
It will smell, but that's because it's not rachel.
And so things are always there because other things stay back.
Doesn't make it a grasha ray. Grasha ray is only if it's absorbed.
Things are always on it, from things that are
left over. Kids, what's with it with patties? Patties is a big shaila, right?
Well, portageons?
Huh?
No,
kids. Yeah, well, if you wash it out, what's going to be halacha?
It's not made of absorbent material, usually.
Right, so what's going to be kipshutai?
It's only it's not tzai itself. It's
if you wash it out, then the chert's not absorbent. So Rishi is true. If it's rubber, he says maybe it's absorbent. But the really regular things, if you wash them out and it doesn't smell, they're chutzim yafa, so then it would not be considered a graf sharei, and it would not be considered a problem. That the shayla with the garbage is a subtle part of discussion. What garbage is? Are the garbage considered graf sharei? They get absorbed and they smell and they feel horrible. They smell horrible, sorry. So some of them we spent the last week of the Mishnah Marais. That's not a problem. Why? Because they clean it and in a regular, nice, normal neighborhood, clean the garbage and it shouldn't smell so bad and it shouldn't be so much of an issue. We asked him what's fishes for it. He says, they smell pretty bad and I guess it depends on like where there's a little more. Any more chayshes as it didn't have of it, but because there's a place where they clean the garbages and it doesn't smell so badly, the chayva not have a din. Then you get the damage of the garbage. The garbage we spoke about. If it's covered, then it's okay. It's another shus, like the green monsters, right? Separate shus. If it's separate shus and it's covered, then it's going to be okay.
Even though the walls are kalkulish mitzvah, the walls of the green monsters are kalkulish.
That's it. As I'm saying, hopefully they'll be clean and they wash them and they're not so bad. But so by the green monsters, it's separate shus. Provided it's covered in a bag, then if you don't smell it, then it'll not be. Then it's there are separate shus and it's covered, so then if I can see it, it's not going to be a problem. But if you're in a place where it smells, it's a problem. But if you're in a place where it doesn't smell, you just see it. So if it's covered, separate shus, that's going to be a problem. What do you got at the shiloh if it's maybe Machi Shabbos when there's garbage all over the floor because everyone just fills up and then everybody, then again the shell. Your house, garbage, depends also what the matzav is. Is it garbage sharei or not, depending on how you're... If you have bags and you always take it out of the bags, so it's not a garbage sharei. You put the garbage straight into the garbage, so, you know, possibly it might be. I guess to pick us quickly. So, Valkyries. So, is it?
But the Rav has at the end of the street. This big, that's
so, Tfilas Ezreel. This is, I mean, the more big Zan at the Great Zach Tfilas Ezreel than about the Zoycha Terry Kisyomim. Do it, see a duo from Rechan Kanevsky and others that Rechan Kanevsky made an appreciation by Tyra and others. Remember, Rechan Grimm told from Chavisim and Rishma Woman, told him that any safer was in Skavon Kai, so he told him also any Magid Shir, any person in Mashpia. There's like a Kabbalah from Friedeke that is Rechan is down. And then, any safer? Chaim Brim told Shmuley any Magid Shir, anybody remember the third, only Matzliach, if they were Makvin on Tfilas Ezreel, to, you know, Terev Kedusha with Tyra. But Chassidim, I'm sure of his sin. Chaim Brim called me a Kerem, the Terev Kerem Krishna Spadam, because of Bakri, Ezra was, I said, the Terev Kerem Krishna Tfila, to go to the Mikvah. Why? The reason why is in order to not be Eitzel. Tanacham Shem Yisrael, in the same case, Tanar Gerlam. So Batsam, my brokers told me that Ramesha was against the Hasidic and Halach going to make every single day. Because you're defeating the whole purpose. So it's the whole purpose of Ezra. It shouldn't be Ezra. It should be deterrent. It shouldn't be have attachments every single night. But if you go to make any every day, so then you lost the whole deterrent. So he's really opposed to that. Mahalach is against the opposed to the whole Chesmin of Tulis Ezra. Then they went with it, and they put in the Kardin, that Bakriz Mutta Devatari Krishna, Tfila, Blay Tfila, Rechitza, Tashakam, and Bechim Pasha, the Minig. That the Minig is that they were with Vatalit. Arsam Rishayim saying, they weren't with Vatalit, my son, how should they? Now, the Minig is that they were with Vatalit. But like I said before, there's a great saying, young opinion, if you say this, definitely very beginning, the Arishayim also would say, like, Dafka, I mean, about it just for not for everything. Shabruah brings down the Mishwa Islanic Litvo Tavi Lebracha. Nice blessing from Shabruah. Tafka is live is my Krishma, the born Tfila, don't miss Krishma Tfila. Hafsha, feeling like these about to be Tsibir Ganki and Nochamach and Lizzo. So you mean the Tsibir. He's no Supik, it's late to say that one should not be Machamar, even just going to miss Tfila with Tsibir, one should not go ahead and be Machamar. The Chassidim already, they won't Macham. They say that Avada Nainta has a dinner with Neder, Minog, and they say Avada, you know, the Chilak on the Mishnah brings in others, that they're Chilak on the Mishnah Berurah, and they say that, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, like, you wouldn't miss anything, and you wouldn't skip a circuit, you come late to davening, and you have to, and you know, you're gonna have to skip a circuit, or something like that, Avada, you're not doing it. They bring down the lesson from the Rambam, right? The Rambam says he never was batal. Afam, he was never batal. The Rambam says he was never batal. The Chavos Chaim was not good. Okay, going on Shabbos, he holds. But Atzam, he holds that in Shlichah Vav. He says, going for the Sefer Kedushin, he should not go on Shabbos. And then he won't go to Mikvah. He writes over there that you could go to Mikvah, you just have to be careful about the street. The opinion of the Mishabur is that Meisr Rav was not, you know, the Ben was against it. The opinion of the Mishabur is that that you're able to go even on Shabbos. During the 9 days, the Mishabur brings down that going to be the 9 days, and then I'll do a chitza. Says if you always Makmur, you Makmur Tiel says all the time. If you're not Makkah all the time, so then Enochanami wants to not go during the 9 days. By the way, a shadow was. Let's say there was like a certain Magashar, a certain person, he only goes with his mom to the Mikvah.
This is how many cat cold doesn't matter?
No, if you don't do a pizza, you're going to cold for 9 days. On Shabbos, if I should do, go to the cold Mikvah, but you should go to the cold Mikvah. But, you know, is that called. The biggest man is not about it.
Yeah.
And you know, could be it.
That's considered his time, and he always goes.
Yeah.
So that's considered always
going. So Kitzer definitely is a mile. It doesn't cost too much money. You know, they have next to all the shuls. Menagea, just quick, Menagea taking a shower. So Tisha K'av is mutter, right? Tisha K'av is mutter. So is a shower considered Tisha K'av. So in terms of what the Shirma, they say, Chazan Shir is about 21.6 liters. Chaimah is 12.5 about. Dishu brought down a shir from Fagado, 32 and 16. Maybe Chazitzik was. Chazitzik, 32 and 16. So yeah, whether Batzim says he's supposed to do B'shvicha, that should be, it could be three kalins, Chazer. So they bring down that the Chazanish held that the shower head is not considered one kli. It's like, comes out eight different places. And if you want to use that, you're going to have to take off the tap and just have it one hole is not going through the thing. That's considered a separate kalin. We got Riashid held that it's a problem because it's a Maisa Shvicha and you have to have kalim. This is Mechubur, it's a Mechubur the Karka, and you can't use this Shara. Maybe this is like on the handheld. And a couple of places, Al-Kafala, Pegimel. Then about you just stay in the shower for a while, you just sit in the shower, just your hands out a little bit. It doesn't get every single place. The minute it's just to fall on your head and go down. And, I think it's Dalet Pei Aleph and Aleph of Gimel. I think that's what it is.
Dalet Pei Aleph and what?
No. I think it's Dalet Pei Aleph and Aleph of Gimel. I think that's what it is. There's also one in Aleph. So I don't know if that was different Shiva. During Corona, people, during Corona, so you can go to make for a short kufah. So, I got my kids down there. Somebody who was a need of Mary Yasa, they thought going to a shul, a spiral, that's a shame, but it was safer, because they don't do it. Yishim Teres, like, okay, you know, the minigas they do daven, but the minigas that they could go to shul, but they don't like stare at the Sefer Torah B'Shas Hagba. Shul brings also down, they shouldn't go to the Beis HaKfaris until they go to the mikvah. There's also discussion with the basic verse. Does that mean when they are in Nida, or does it mean when they're dafka singing and they're flowing? Because the Korach wants to do a place of Mishlas, which was actually it for until they go to the mikvah. It sounds like they go to the mikvah, but technically apply.
Seminary girls.
Seminary girls or somebody who will stop me. It seems the minhag is dafka when they're flowing. That seems to be the minhag. It also brought down as nachas ruach. We do a ksas iser. So if it's, I think Shea Levy and others bring down, that's just like we have to do smicha of Asnachas Ruach, so if it's a busha for them, or a couple of brias, or difficult, then, you know, we'll make it for them to go. I forgot to mention the Rish Chacham brings down even something as Makmatis Ezra, if there's no mikvah, about this about the Torah, because of the Chashan about the Torah, because of it. Then again, Chetzitza, so Berlach brings down, Shaitchuvah is something by Chetzitza vs. Ezra. He brings down that Sefer Eshkol brings down that any place Chetzitza vs. Ezra, there's no Chetzitza. Reish Chetzitza Reif Gufay. Maybe it's impossible. Chetzitza would not be considered a problem. There's a shalom by Zoichlin issue. Zoichlin is going to be a soul or not. Zoichlin? Zoichlin's issue. Mikvah, Rimachmah, we have a swimming pool discussion. Swimming pool going to. It's going to be kosher, and just going to be a problem. Like maybe it's going to be an issue. Others say that lav dafka is such an issue. Mayan shuvim we're not machman. The kids are definitely not a chashev. Indian, but they shouldn't come on the chashev or anything. You know, but definitely it's definitely a chashev.